Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Alaska U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan was in Taiwan over the weekend with two Democratic colleagues from the Armed Services Committee. Alaska Public Media reports that Formosa TV News said the senators announced the U.S. was sending Taiwan 750,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine.
On Sunday morning, President Tsai Ing-wen received U.S. Senators Tammy Duckworth, Dan Sullivan, and Christopher Coons.
The vaccine donation is part of the 25 million doses the Biden administration announced worldwide distribution of last week. Sullivan noted that Taiwan sent 10 million face masks to the U.S. in the early part of the pandemic and described the vaccine donation as, quote, love from America in return. Thunderstorms resulted in numerous lightning strikes across the region yesterday afternoon. National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Zawislak says lightning strikes were recorded in Alaska and the Yukon Territory.
There was 2,044 lightning strikes, and the majority of them in Alaska were essentially from Anchorage, the Chugach Mountains, north across the Alaska Range, basically Tanana east to Dot Lake north, all the way up to the Brooks Range.
Zawislak says locally, most of the strikes were south of Fairbanks, closer to Nenana and Delta Junction. The Alaska Interagency Coordination Center reported one new lightning-caused wildfire yesterday in the Mat-Su region, but Zawislak says yesterday's storms came with precipitation, minimizing the potential of new wildfire starts.
Upwards of a quarter inch of rain fell in some of the storms.
Zawislak says conditions are setting up for another round of thunderstorm activity this afternoon, with the focus expected to be in an area from Huslia east to central, with the highest concentration from Tanana east, including the Fairbanks area. I'm Dan Bross.